But what's to stop people from murdering and raping and stealing? Well, that doesn't really say very much for the...
All right, let's hear it for the Kill Radio Archives and the Abstract Miscellanea that you can hear by tuning in to Kill Radio anytime. This is John. Mark is on his way. He's stuck in Monday traffic, I guess. It is October 9th, 2006. You are listening to Hear Here on killradio.org, the greatest and only all-submission show in the universe. We're going to start off... God, there's so much music to play. We're going to start off with an act called... Kizilok, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right, K-I-Z-I-L-O-K, is a solo artist from, as he describes, one of the many beautiful council estates of Greater Manchester. Creative songwriter who uses a Takamine acoustic guitar with keyboards and occasionally uses a drum machine. All of these songs are produced with a four-track from the 80s, but for what it lacks in quality, it gains in atmosphere and creativity. Well, let's give it a shot. This is Kizilok. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
Signify what's in your mind. I'll follow you day and night. Are in my weak, don't you hear? We never speak. I don't hide, never see. Don't you know we're out of time? I don't believe you. Feel like never fear, never hear. We never speak. I can hear what is real. Don't you see? I never kneel. I can hide. Don't you feel? Don't you see? We're out of time. I don't believe you.
Here, here. You're right here, man.
Here, here.
Mark is here, so now it's complete. Before it was just here, now it's here, here. Before we get into Mark and all your problems.
Yes.
Kizzy Lock, man, that was tight. I really like that, especially considering, I was reading before his little bio, he was saying basically he just makes it all on a little four-track from the 80s. And a drum machine and his guitar. I'm guessing he does it like in his boxers in his living room or something. But it's a really complete, it's a good sound. Let me give out some of his info here. MySpace.com/KizzyLock, KIZILOK. BetaRecords.com/KizzyLock. GarageBand.com/KizzyLock. You get the idea. KIZILOK what was it? One of the many beautiful council estates of Greater Manchester, or as we call it, England. So thanks for submitting. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Yes.
Mark, how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah. I understand you went to the past.
Yes, I had my 20-year high school reunion on Saturday.
You built a time machine out of a DeLorean? 20-year high school reunion. Wow.
And it was like being at a haunted house at times, because you just look around and you kind of recognize faces and you're like, who are these people? I think I know that person. Well, and then other people looked, a few people actually looked better than high school, but most people, it was amazing how heavy people got.
Oh, just generally across the board?
People as a rule, I'd say a good 50% were totally overweight.
Is that a reflection of a trend in America, or did you come from a fat city?
I came from Anaheim, which kind of could be a fat city, kind
of
not. It's kind of half. So that was interesting. But the best thing is right from the get-go, because I went to the 10-year, and the 10-year was totally fun. This one, no one gived a flying fuck about anything, which was such a relief. You know, so I got to be around that and just... I can't tell you how many times people ask me, so, wife, kids? I'm like, what, are you blind? Hello?
Were you out in high school?
If I would have...
Would they have been able to predict when you were in high school that
you were gay? Many people knew. Yeah, they just knew, and I knew, but I wasn't going to say anything because that would have been horrifying. You know, it just shows how crazy it was then and maybe in many parts of the world now. I mean, if I would have been found out then, who knows? I probably would have committed suicide or something. I mean, I would have been like, it would just destroyed me.
Well, in as much as it affects this show, I'm glad you didn't. I know, that's sweet.
No, but it was great because It was at a hotel in Anaheim. That's where I went to school in Anaheim. So it was right by Disneyland. Bad food. The food was some of the worst food. There was a pasta. It was buffet. There was a pasta table with like overcooked fettuccine and overcooked like corkscrew. And then no meat to add to the pasta, but different sauces. And then out of the blue, there's like white trash taco table.
So it's kind of like being in high school then.
Yeah. And then out of the blue, there was like...
I think that's what they were trying to capture.
Cold cuts.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Out of nowhere.
Did they have small cartons of chocolate milk?
No, they should have... See, they should have went that route.
Individual sample-size applesauce.
Yeah, and chocolate chip cookies and that kind of thing. Everyone would have been much happier. We could have had hot dog on a stick, catered the whole thing, and everyone would have been happy.
Awesome.
But it didn't happen that way.
Did you recognize anyone at the reunion that you remember really, truly hating in high school?
No. There's a lot of people I didn't like, because a lot of people gave me shit, you know, of course. It's high school. But it was, what was trip was how many people came up to me because they had memories of something from elementary school that they wouldn't apologize for me for. One guy wouldn't apologize.
More than one?
Twice.
Wow.
One guy wouldn't apologize. This happened like fifth grade. I invited him to my roller skating birthday party. And then we would play four square recess, and I got him out. He goes, "I'm not going to your fourth grade party now," because I got him out really good on four square.
Well,
and he felt bad about that to this day. And then another girl apologized because in elementary school, she said to me, "How come your mom's so pretty and you're so ugly?" Like she said that in elementary school, and she apologized. She apologized for it. So
I have some apologies out there. I'd like to apologize to one kid. Now that I think about it,
I
called this kid. This is a true story. And I guess I was in like fourth or fifth grade, and he was a friend of mine. But you know how with your friends you call each other names,
right?
That don't mean anything, like
right.
Cabbage brain or you know. Right. And I called him Gorilla Head, and I got in like all this trouble, like. That, you know, my parents were called in. I had a meeting with the principal. Do you know why you're in trouble?
No.
Why'd you say that? You know, and I'm like, I don't know. He's got a grill head. He's a, you know, dork. I realized in college.
Why?
That he was black. And that everybody was upset because they thought I was making a racial epithet. But in my mind, I wasn't calling him anything different than, you know, desk chair wheel nose or something.
I had the same thing happen to me in fourth grade.
Sorry, man. I'm not a racist. Just want to throw that out there.
And if you have to say you're not a racist with relative frequency,
no,
I'm not
the only time
a racist,
I've ever had to do it.
But...
I don't know. I could tell you a million stories of me being completely misunderstood in elementary school.
Well, especially elementary school, we come into it with such innocence and openness and not all the bullshit cultural brouhaha, and then we get caught up in our parents' bullshit world.
Yeah, yeah. Now I know not to speak unless I'm on the air.
Yes. You ready for some music?
Let's do this thing.
All right, I have another station ID I did.
Oh, you're kidding me.
I did another one,
I didn't get a chance to do any. I love these. What do you got?
So let's go to that. But then after that, we're going to go to this band out of... Someone told me I was pronouncing Glasgow wrong. Is it Glasgow or Glasgow?
I do not know.
I think Dave
it's actually
in France told
yacht.
Me. And then... You've done that joke so many times.
I love
Dave
it.
Dave in France told me, and then I forgot. I don't know if he's listening. Anyway.
If you watch Monty Python, you'd understand.
Yeah.
Before you do that, I want to ask you something.
Yes.
But now I forgot it. Damn it. Oh, I just wanted to tell everyone if they want to instant message us, they can sign on to our instant message AOL, what do you call it? And the handle is Kill Radio Station. That's one word, Kill Radio Station.
Yes.
That
all right.
Should do that.
So this is the band out of Glasgow called Hollow Horse. A song called "Forget the Girl." But before that, we're gonna do kind of these joke station IDs that we kind of dared each other to do, and so far I've been passing on the dare. You ready for
yes.
me?
Yes.
You don't. I think we're on.
I don't know what channel you're in. Could be anything really.
I'm on.
That sounds promising.
Yeah, that sounds good. All right, you ready?
Here. Killradio.org.
Oh, that would have been bad. Oop. Boop,
boop, boop, boop. That's
the National Broadcasting Company presents.
Thank you.
Hear, hear.
Hear, hear.
KillRadio.org. What were we just listening to?
Were just listening to a band, artist out of Montreal called Sebastian Hell. God, I hope that's his real last name.
I know. How cool would that be?
Have you ever come across people with the last name Christ? I have. They pronounce it Christ.
Not only the real one. They pronounce it Christ?
Yeah, they don't go for it.
Interesting.
There was a guy, when I used to work at a bank in college, there was a guy, repeat customer named like James Christ.
Huh. I wonder if Hell is the last name, you know, and then it's like the parents are like, listen, I know you really want to name him fucking, but we should go with something more like Sebastian, just to be safe.
Sebastian sounds actually more evil in a way.
What about Holy, no?
Anyway, he's out of Montreal. His MySpace page is really easy to remember. It's myspace.com/SebastianHell.
Awesome.
That was a song called My Love. Before that, once again, was Hollow Horse out of Glasgow, I hope.
Glasgow.
You think that's what it is? Glasgow?
Cash Cow.
Scotland. UK. Their MySpace page is myspace.com/Hollow Horse. They are actually leading the charge right now in our ongoing Scottish invasion.
Wow.
Which we have this week and then next week we have, at least on my end, I don't know if you have any Scottish bands coming up. I've been attacked, basically.
Looked into the details of what part yet.
What's great is, I think I said this last week, is, God, I'm on a squeaky chair. Anyway, what's great is...
Is you taking the microphone and sticking it between your legs so that we could hear your squeaky chair?
And what's weird is I felt so comfortable with that.
And then putting your face on it.
Well, if I can do it at home, I can do it here.
Exactly.
I don't know if you got the implication of that, but anyway.
I'm going to pretend I didn't.
Okay.
What were you saying?
Anyway, what's great is, you know, all these bands from Scotland who've been submitting, there's not like this one kind of Scotland sound.
Right.
Or more even regional from like city. There isn't like the Edinburgh sound, you know.
Well, there are a lot of these music meccas around the world. Like I would say in the U.S., Austin would be one of them.
Totally.
You get a lot of music out of Austin and it doesn't all sound the same.
Right. In L.A., obviously, just because of the corporate end of it.
Yeah. Totally. I would like to see some random country like Micronesia start representing on
that would be good.
Here. There's another submission from Micronesia. It's called Coalition
and I hope
of the Willing.
And even better, I hope it's like a cantor or a barbershop quartet or an organ grinder. That's what I'm hoping we get submitted.
You said that before.
I have. It's my thing. I do have a list of things I'd love to see. Once we got that marching band submit, I go, okay, well, this opens it up.
Well, I don't have any organ grinding for you, but I do have a cool new act called Dave Snedeker.
I'm going to start a porn called that.
Submitted a CD from his own, I guess this is his own label, Open Channels. You can check this guy out at myspace.com/Sned, S-N-E-D. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org. You heard it here first. So did we.
Trying to be mean, I just see it in your eyes, the way you start to scheme. What you got is not for me. You can waste your time, but don't waste mine. You can waste your time. A scene, yeah. Love is always you.
After all those things, yeah, it's a wonder you're still true. I'm stuck between the past and the future that may be. Saving all my cards so you will never see. What you got is not for me. You can waste your time, but don't waste mine. Fields of open green, fields of open blue, things you haven't seen yet, things you just won't do. Love becomes a scene, yeah. Love is always you. After all those things, it's a wonder you're still true. Not here to throw stones or trying to be mean. I just see it in your eyes. Start to ski. What you got is not for me. You can waste your time, but don't waste mine. You can waste your time, don't waste mine.
Where's he from? Oh, thank you.
Ba-dum-tsh.
Where is he from?
He is from, man, you had to ask me where he was from just right when I put the, he's from hotmail.com. wait, this looks promising. Ah, I just had the information in front of me too, and you had to go ahead and ask.
So obviously somewhere with railroad tracks, right?
He's from the Northeast.
Okay.
Boston.
Nice.
Boston, he's from Boston.
Yay.
I hope I'm right.
That's in UK, right?
Yeah, Boston.
UK.
MA, that stands for Manchester. and his website is snedhead.com.
That's really funny, by the way.
Yeah.
That's probably a name he's had since fourth grade that someone gave him after calling him Gorilla Head.
No, no, one of my best friends growing up, his name is his last name is Snedeker. And yeah, he got called Sned, Sneddy, Snedhead, Sned, whatever.
God.
Not by me. I'm cool. I'm just saying, you know. Anyway, hey, did you know that October is Kill Radio fundraising month?
Oh, wow. I didn't even notice that sign up there. That's
a
great.
Giant sign over our heads.
You know what's great about that?
No.
Is that is oh. Probably going to really pervert so many people. What'd you just do?
You got all the bass on your mic, and I'm running at like half speed. Probably sounds like I'm in another room. That's better. Anyway, I'm sorry. You were saying?
Okay, John really wasn't in another room, although he was. Okay, John, could you DJ from the other room? Thanks. No, it's funny because I was at the meeting where we talked about this. I see it on the front of our webpage now. There's still a one little cute little link. It needs to be a little bit more prominent without being obnoxious.
I don't think it works. I've heard that
it
doesn't work.
On it. Here, I'll do
well,
it.
Well,
right
anyway, like you've never
why
heard
you
this before,
it?
killradio.org is member supported.
No.
Which is to say,
we are a non-profit, non-commercial, member-supported. Makes it sound like we're now a NPR station.
Well, which is to say, we have members and they don't support us. I mean,
we're the members.
We're the members. It's a collective
weird.
Of DJs. We all pay our dues.
Oh, how do I do that?
Some of us pay our dues.
Most
but
us
mostly,
pay our
we
dues.
Don't have enough to pay the rent on a regular basis. I'm not supposed to talk about that in the air. I'm supposed to make it seem like everything is cool, but actually, everything's not cool. We're kind of circling the drain, and we'd like to keep this. This magic on the air so that you can send us CDs and we can play them and all sorts of other abstract miscellanea. So if you want to donate anything to Kill Radio, like a dollar or $1.50 even, you can PayPal.
If you don't start perking up, I'm going to turn off your mic and take over this fundraising.
It was a long weekend and I'm stressed because I'm going to surgery tomorrow and you know, It's on my knee,
well,
but
obviously
they're going through my
obviously
ass,
you can afford your surgery, and Kill Ready needs to be able to afford theirs.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know if I'm going to afford this. I'm waiting to hear back from the insurance companies.
Oh, who are you with?
Oh, I don't know. Whatever.
Kaiser?
SAG, whatever they give you. I think it's Blue Cross or something like that. Oh. They're cool. I mean, you know, if you're
they
listening
have a great
right
ad
now.
Ad campaign.
And a terrific attitude. No, seriously, I got a. This isn't even a joke. I got a thing in the mail from my insurance company the other day from the appointment I had with the orthopedic surgeon, where basically he looked at my knee and guessed that I had a torn meniscus. And I was like, yeah, well, that's what the MRI they just sent you over showed too. You know, like,
right.
What am I doing here? And then sends out a bill for $560. I get a letter from my insurance company showing how much they're going to pay. $3.78
of that appointment.
That's what it says. I think they're kidding. I don't know. Maybe it's like a joke. Like, I don't know. Like,
it's got to be a joke.
A kid I went to elementary school is working there now and thought it'd be funny to send me that. I mean, I imagine I have a deductible, but I don't know. I don't understand health insurance.
Nor do I.
So
that's why I don't have it right now.
Oh, you don't have any?
Uh-uh.
Oh, wow. Now I feel like I have to be careful not to hurt you or something.
No. I'm not worried about it. I probably should get it. I can finally get it at the LA Times. I had to wait a year to get it, which I think is bullshit. So I'm not supposed to, you know, hurt myself or get sick in a year? Please. That's why it's so screwed that it's totally connected to corporate America, or it's totally connected to a job.
Well, yeah, this whole idea of it being connected to a job
is
insane.
Perverted.
Because, like, in other countries, they think about, like, I don't know, I heard this thing on the radio. This Canadian was talking about how she has, like, these American friends and knows all these people who they're really, really – they're working at jobs that they're not very good at, that they hate, that are really destructive, but they can't leave because of the health insurance issue. So there's people out there, like, basically just doing a bad job at things because they're afraid to leave their job and get another one because they don't want that gap in their health insurance. That's insane.
So speaking of Kill Radio fundraising.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
John.
Yeah, send us money. We enjoy it. We'll
spend
it.
So would you shut up?
I pledge drive's not my thing.
All right. Well, then maybe I'll handle it.
Okay, go for it. Handle
no.
it.
No. So we are a nonprofit, non-commercial radio station, internet radio station.
Anti-corporate.
And our whole point when this started was to really give a voice to those that don't get a chance to have a voice because we live in a world where the media is dominated by corporations who are ruled and controlled by profit, which leaves out so many opportunities for people to utilize the airwaves, or in this case, the web waves, if you will.
Yes.
So that's what this station became about. We kind of grew out of the 2000 Democratic National Convention that happened in Los Angeles back in, obviously, like I said, 2000. And so this is grew out of that. And if you listen to most of our shows, a lot of it is, you know, a free-for-all. It's
except for Hear Hear, which I think is very well-structured, organized.
Yeah. Rigid.
It has serious quality control because we only accept things that are sent to us.
Yeah. As opposed to trying to play a rock we found in the street. Put that in the CD player. Let's see what happens.
We only play things
we're not
that
actually liberated.
Have.
Yeah, we haven't done anything like with sticking microphones in microwaves and seeing what that would sound like.
Or cats.
Shut up.
What?
I have two cats. Okay, anyway, so.
I meant the musical.
Please go to our website, killradio.org. Click on the link that says About Us. You'll kind of find out what we're about. You'll see our mission statement, what we're about. And we do make this station run in very little.
Which is to say very little.
Very little. And we're. I would say overall, it's amazing how good of stewards we are with the money we come up with to pay our rent, to handle our equipment, to do all the things we do. And it's
still have enough left over for about an eighth.
Exactly. So if you'd like to help us get an ounce, click on our link. Click on the About Us link at killradio.org. It'll open up in a new window. If you scroll down, you'll see a way you can make a donation via check, but also you can do it via PayPal. And the PayPal link, you would almost even miss it because it just says donate to KR! Exclamation
when
point.
When you get to the troll, give him 3 gold coins and answer his riddle. He'll let you cross
but
the bridge.
Donate to KR! Exclamation point. That's actually a way you can pay. You can make a donation through PayPal. And no amount is too large or too small. I mean, again,
$1 million is too much. I'm sorry. I'm drawing the line. We cannot.
Okay, you're right.
Because we can't be trusted with that much money.
Imagine
what this station would be like with $1 million.
God, yeah.
Shit, we'd blow it all on hats. So if you want to avoid all of that complicated clickety-clack, you can just PayPal kr-finance@killradio.org and whatever.
Yeah,
you know,
that's our
write
PayPal
it off
account.
As a donation.
It is a write-up because we are part of a umbrella group of nonprofit organizations called Social and Environmental Entrepreneurs, better known as CSEE. And
we're all disabled. Everybody here is disabled.
Socially disabled.
In one way or another.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, in the broadest sense of the term. There are abilities we have dissed ourselves upon, if you will. Let's please go to music. I feel like we're digging a hole.
Yeah, I'm waiting on you, or is it my turn?
I think it is my turn, but I want to see if we have any more listeners after that. Or hold on.
Well, I think we just lost the challenged audience. Nope.
Oh, we didn't lose anyone. Oh, my God.
All right, cool. You're listening to here on killradio.org, the best all-submission show in the universe.
This is a band actually I played last week called Dead on the Live Wire. I'm playing them again.
Why the hell not? Because you can.
Because I'm just really impressed how smarmy they sound. Oh, and you know what, John? Shoot, I wanted you to help me, but oh well. For some reason, this one song, I can't get it to equalize right. It's not...
Well, just play one of them then.
This is the one that's not equalizing right.
And then play the other one. I have plenty of music to play.
You want to go to you first? Because I want you to help me fix this.
I don't
know
how to
get so the vocals come out.
Wait.
I was playing with the equalizer, but I know you know that stuff better than I do.
No, not really.
Should we just play it?
Yeah, I think we should just play it.
Okay. This song called Depth Charge to Bedrock. I'm sorry. It just sounds like it sounded like it wasn't equalizing right, and I tried to fix it, and I was having no luck, and I thought John would, but we're just going
to
play it.
Let's try to fix it while it's playing.
So if it sounds weird, you know why. They're out of Edinburgh, Scotland, myspace.com/deadonthelivewire, all one word. You're listening to killradio.org.
Here, here.
Yeah.
They're so smarmy. I like them.
Here, here. Arr.
Rocktober.
What is it? October 9th already?
Is it?
It is. It's like a third of the way through. It's almost Halloween.
I know.
Somebody pointed out to me that the Christmas decorations have already come out in some places. No. And I thought there was a law, like punishable by death, that they couldn't bring them out until after Halloween.
The day
after Halloween is when they start with the Santa shit.
You'll probably see them the day of Halloween, for sure, if you go to a department store.
But isn't
Before
that in the Constitution or something?
It should
be. This seems like a law that you shouldn't break.
Who can we call?
I don't know. And I want to take this opportunity to go after breadsticks, too. Who are these people? I'm one of them. Who orders pizza and then also gets the crazy breadstick things? Shannon loves them, but isn't it just more crust?
Maybe a softer crust.
No, it's just more of the materials left over. It's what fell on the floor while they were making the pizza. And then they give you butter to dip it in. What's going on?
Well, come on. It's that they have dipping sauces for pizza now. You know where that comes out of? That comes out of, like, Michigan or something.
You think so?
I used to work...
Coming up, next band from Michigan is... No, what were you saying?
No, I used to work for this one TV production company, and it was a total entertainment building that we were in, and I would go to lunch with all the entertainment assistants... Or the agent assistants, and half of them were from like Michigan and Minnesota, and we would go to pizza together where this place that sold pizza by the slice on the strip, and they go, "Can I get a side of ranch?" And I was just like horrified. But they thought I was crazy because I would have the whole Hawaiian pizza thing, you mm-hmm. know, the pineapple on your pizza stuff and ham.
I like to order a side of ham sandwich with my pizza.
You're so stupid. That is your kind of humor. And actually, my favorite pizza, it's total like. Gut killer, I think it causes stomach cancer, is pepperoni, pineapple, jalapenos.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you just wash that down with some old E in a paper bag.
Yeah, totally.
I heard that leaves metal deposits in your stomach. I want to give a shout out to Derek from Sexual Factory, who's in some messaging us at the moment, making him cooler
Did you say
than the
shout
other
out?
Millions of people. Well, what do you call it?
Well, how about just say hello? You're not black, John.
That's not a black thing. It's people say shout out all the time.
Yeah,
you watch MTV or
yeah,
listen to the
where
radio.
Where did it come from?
It came from people like shouting old outwards.
Old school came from that whole thing.
You're hella
crazy.
I
go, that's old world. That's what I was like, that's so old world.
That's
and they look at me, they don't know what to do.
Mark, why are you tripping? Anyway, Sexual Factory is cool. I had them on Is Good a while back. People should check them out. MySpace.com/Sexual Factory. They do wicked shit with looping and turntables. And I almost said lupus. That was weird.
So again, that was Dead on the Live Wire out of Edinburgh. We just heard Generica. Before that, Depth Charge to Bedrock. Again, MySpace.com/Dead on the Live Wire.
And if anybody else wants to instant message us, by the way, Kill Radio Station is the handle. And
all
you
one
too
word.
Could be as cool as Derek from Sexual Factory.
You too could be bantering with us.
Exactly. I have music. I'm going to play some. This
oh
is a
my
band
God,
called
that's
Unknown.
Great.
We've actually played them here before, but they're crafty.
Yes.
They sent you music and they sent me music.
And they thought we wouldn't find out.
I know. They thought we don't
now,
like, hang out, you know.
Now, let's see if we don't play Mark. The same track.
Okay. Well, I'm playing this one. This is a band called Unknown. It has two N's at the end. And
that's also their MySpace page.
And then there's also two N's in the name, but it's the second and the fourth
there's
letter.
There's three N's then.
It's a four altogether because there's two N's at the end and then one sort of near the beginning and another one closer to the middle. Hear, hear.
What? That was funny.
That was a good track.
It's like, Mark, we're almost over. I'm like, doesn't sound like it's almost over.
Yes, but and I just had this premonition. Also, there's the timer on the thing.
Right, but that's just so great about the song. I like abrupt endings like that.
Yes, I like when people suddenly stop.
Stupid.
Oh, I love live radio. That was the unknown. Like the
I'm embarrassed how long
with two ends
it took
end.
Me, I think, a whole 2 seconds. To realize what you were doing.
MySpace.com/theunknown. Don't forget the second N at the end to find out more about that
band.
That
was good. Where are they from?
Thanks for submitting.
Where are they from?
They are from Royal Mail.
Oh.
They're from Royal Mail.
They're from somewhere that has really nice envelopes that send things airmail.
So all I got is the UK.
CD? Not a letter?
I didn't get a letter or piece of paper? Anything like that. Yeah.
I wonder if I know.
But yeah. But I have a couple other things to play. I got a nice big stack.
Sweet.
It's great. I come here almost every other day, and there's just CDs just waiting for me. Now would probably be a good time to tell people how to do that.
Just going
to
say that.
If you want to hear your music on killradio.org, and who wouldn't? I mean, really. Send us some and we'll play it. That's the whole concept behind Here.
Now, before we tell you all this, just so you know, this information is on our website, our MySpace page, myspace.com/here_here.
MySpace.clown.
Here, HEAR_HERE.
Yes.
And that all that information is there, too.
Yeah.
But, John, I know you have a thing for CDs. Don't
do.
Tell us why, because I've heard it enough.
No, it's actually quite wholesome.
It is not.
I like seeing how a band presents itself when they have an opportunity to.
Is that now your official answer?
That's now my official answer. Do they put it in a lunch bag, and is that cool, or is that, you know, or is that lazy? Maybe it's creative, I don't know. Or do they put it, you know, do they have really nice cover art?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I'm a big fan of stickers, postcards.
And what do you do with these? What do you do with these CDs, John?
The CDs, we play them, and then we're done playing them. We put them in the Kill Radio library. So any of the other 40
you're missing
DJs
a step.
Or so, I don't know idea what you're talking about.
Really? Okay.
I know you're probably thinking it's something perverted because that's the way that you are. But
oh my God, no! I'm just going to say it so all the listeners understand this total lie that you're leaving right now.
Oh, goodness.
What happens? You go into, like, you're getting knee surgery tomorrow and you become serious, John?
Okay, what is it that you think I do with the CDs when
I
come in?
Oh, think I do. Nice.
I'm dying to know what it is you think I do with the CDs when
I hate
come in
actors. Here. Actors really know how to be manipulative.
I take them out of the package and I have them in my hands. What is it that I do?
You have said on more than one occasion, and I'm sure it's on our archive. I mean, we have it recorded, that you take them out and you rub them all over your naked body. Why would I make that up? Because the visual, no offense, John, the visual, the first time you said it, I could not get an erection for at least 3 days.
You know what's amazing is that you don't get the metaphor.
Okay. I obviously don't. What is the metaphor, John?
It's if you
that
if
you just really relish in the music.
It, if you don't understand, I can't possibly begin to explain,
it
to you.
Right, it's over my head. Obviously,
and it's in Gaelic.
Okay.
So,
I and my people. Excuse me, my people understand Gaelic. All right.
I get it. I get it.
But I'm bummed.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I just wanted to say that if you want to submit CDs to killradio.org to be played on here, you can do so by sending it to 3806 Beverly Boulevard, room 201 in Los Angeles, California, 90004. Just send it to Kill Radio, attention here, Mark and John, and you can get all this information, of course, at myspace.com/HEAR_HERE Yeah, I had to think about it for a second.
I have to do the same.
Yeah. But if CDs are not your thing, and that's cool, you can send it via MP3.
Yes.
Mark, tell them how it's done.
Yeah, I handle all the MP3s that are sent in. Really easy to do. There's this website that allows you to upload them off your computer. They hold it for 7 days. During that 7-day period, I will have already received an email that says I have a submission. And it actually, I have it filtered in my inbox, so I have an email that I know I have a submission. It doesn't get lost. And it's yousendit.com, all one word, yousendit.com. Again, you upload the track, and you can do this more than once if you want to submit a number of tracks. And then you use my email address as the recipient, which is mark, M-A-R-C, at killradio.org. And then I get an email, and then I download it, and then I put it on a playlist. And actually, a lot of people do it that way. I'm pretty much, I have enough music easily for the rest of this month and probably for November as well.
Wow.
So,
Mark, could you give us a little example of the noise that you make when you get a new email? Like, do you have any kind of visceral response?
Oh,
like when
it,
you say,
is it
when
that
you
obvious?
See that it says, you know, you send it.
Right.
Has
when I see that I have some.
What do you do? Like, what's the? Can you vocalize it?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
It might be too loud. Do you want to lower my mic a little bit?
All right.
I go,
oh my God! That was awesome.
I don't know how I get my voice that high.
That was awesome. It's we should switch over. To the next hour.
Holy.
This program is going to be downloadable in a few hours from now.
Yep.
So if you're hearing it now and you want to hear it later, you can just download it from killradio.org. Also, I'll post the blog on our MySpace/here_here and it'll have a link there, including a playlist of who we played today. And tell a friend. That would be cool, too. So right now we're just switching over the archive from 1 hour to the next so you don't have to download a two-hour program, which takes a while. So
can you shut up so I can do it?
And we're